There's also some related stuff about how would you now build a new CD-ROM, right? So if I were using Outlook Express and Longhorn, right, all of my mail messages, instead of off being in MBEX, you know, ISAM someplace, are now in WinFS items. And how can I'm sorry.
So Outlook Express itself is using the WinFS store now?
That's right. The Longhorn Outlook Express uses the WinFS store.
Okay. And so what items are stored there?
It's messages.
Okay.
I say messages with a capital M. They're schematized according to the WinFS data model.
Okay.
They're queryable. They're discoverable. Other applications could go in and you know, find a regularly formatted mail message in the schema and actually do interesting things with them and so forth. So actually Outlook Express and Longhorn uses the contact schema, it uses the message schema natively to represent its data.
So if I have another app that uses messages, I could use the Outlook Express schema to store them?
Well, actually, the Outlook Express uses the platform schema. So we have a message schema in the platform,
okay.
And Outlook Express as an application uses the public schema. Right, they have some little bits that are schematized over in the side for where it puts, you know, like the pop utils and stuff that users don't really care about. But the basic message itself is this platform schema message.
So if I don't like Outlook Express's GUI, I can build my own Outlook Express that uses the same message store?
You could, but more interesting from my point of view is it means that people are trying to do things like, I always wanted a program that would go through my mailbox and create the list of people that I've exchanged email with over the last year,
okay. And
then show me which ones I have contacts for and which ones I don't have contacts for, and give me an opportunity to create contacts for people that, you know, I've talked to, but I don't actually, you know, never manually took the step. So that's a trivial program to write on top of WinFS, because all the message stuff is kept in these real schematized objects, and you can program against it with the WinFS API. And in fact, once you write that program for Outlook Express, you can run it against the Outlook store, because Outlook, down the line, will store its messages in the message schema provided by WinFS. And in fact, it could be Eudora, it could be Outlook, it could be Firebird or Thunderbird. We don't care. As long as they've adopted WinFS and they've actually put it in a message schematized item, your little program will run for everything. That means you own the messages now, not Outlook Express, not the application.
So is Microsoft getting rid of lock-in? I mean, is this the, are we diving in a new pool here?
Well, those sound very buzzy.
Probably.
But I will say this, WinFS is a persistence platform because of the schematization, because of the programming model, enables applications to share data on behalf of the user in a way that just isn't even feasible to do now, even if applications wanted to. You really couldn't do it. I mean, you can't write Outlook Express today as like a file folder of .msgs. It's just not fast. It's not practical. Users will hate it.
Now, that for an application developer who is used to lock in and used to, I control my world, that sounds scary, doesn't it?
I think it is very scary. And I think we get that feedback. We've gotten some of that feedback from ISVs. But I think the upside, right, the world where you can share information with other applications is so powerful that even people who enjoy a tremendous amount of lock-in in their applications today think about, oh, what would it mean if I could really share data with the other applications the user uses? And that promise, that potential of greater interoperability far outweighs the benefits they're getting from lock-in today.